What's up, well-beings? I'm Kelly Noonan-Gorris, and this is the HEAL Podcast. Every week, I interview the leading experts in health and wellness, as well as real people with extraordinary healing stories. Whether you want to heal a physical diagnosis, a mental health issue, a past trauma, or help heal our planet, the HEAL Podcast is for you. Tune in every Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
I am Sarah Jane Case, and this is Enneagram and Coffee.
Hello, friends. Happy Monday. I hope your weekend treated you well. Today we are catching up. I'll share with you what's going on behind the scenes, as well as a preview into what to expect on the podcast this week. So grab yourself a coffee or a cup of tea and let's chat. Starting with today's rose, bud, and thorn. My rose today is that I had another great weekend. I played tennis, I watched a movie, snuggled on the couch with my kiddo, finished a book, and got to turn off my phone for 24 hours, which is my absolute favorite feeling. So just such a good weekend overall. My thorn, however, is that we are experiencing some sad family stuff that isn't really mine to share, but I'm kind of all hands on deck this week in support mode, and it's just some of that natural life is hard stuff that tends to happen, and it's happening. And my bud is that it's our last week of summer with the kiddo, and we're road tripping down to Atlanta for a few days. I love staying in hotels with, like, the whole family. We're going down for a sad thing, but there's also going to be good parts for sure. So I'm looking forward to the good parts, and I'm going to be present with the hard ones. Okay, so what's going on behind the scenes over here? So here's what I'm learning this week. I am, you know, always learning these things over and over again, but this week I'm thinking about how we can't prevent bad things from happening to us. And often when we try really hard to do that, we end up creating chaos in the moment. So often in attempts to prevent things from falling apart, the worst parts of myself come to life. The controlling or selfish or even paranoid parts of me feed off of the idea that the good things I'm experiencing could go away. This week I've decided to just embrace the inevitable collapse of good things. The inevitable collapse of my job, my marriage, my health. One day it will all end, no matter how. So I may as well just do what I can now to enjoy it. I've decided to just keep my street clean, meaning I'm focusing on what I can control and how I can do the best I can with what I have, and then releasing the outcome. If I show up every day at this job and eventually everyone decides they don't care what I'm saying and it all falls apart, that's okay. It has to be okay because I did my best and things just happen sometimes. The truth is that I can deal with the terrible thing when it arrives, whether that's at retirement or next week. But I can't prepare for it now because right now there's nothing to do. So I just end up creating stress and overwhelm that isn't even necessary or needed. So that's the lesson. Allow for the inevitable collapse of the things that you care about, and then just do your best and let that be enough. Additionally, what is our best is likely to shift and change. What we have capacity for today, we may not have capacity for tomorrow. And that also has to be okay because there's not really anything we can do about that. Our capacity is what our capacity is. So let it collapse, do your best, and let what your best is be enough. Okay, what am I working on this week? This week, I am preparing for my pre-order launch of the new book. Pre-sale incentives actually go live today. You can check them out in the show notes. If you pre-order the book, you receive a free workbook guide to help you on your Enneagram journey. This book is done in an interesting way. Like, it's something I've never seen done before. It's something I've never done before. And it explores the part in each of us that is each Enneagram type through personal essays and poetry. And so we made this workbook that I just think is going to be a must-have as a companion to reading this book, because it walks you through your own process of journaling through the things that I've written about so that you can do this like introspective work that you're watching me do in the book. I am over the moon with it and I want it in all of your hands. and it's only available to those who pre-order, and it's totally free. If you pre-order, you can download it today. Go check it out. Also, if you aren't sure of your type yet, or if you have a friend who you'd like to help type, you get access to my self-typing workshop 100% for free as well. Additionally, I have to say pre-orders just mean a lot to authors. It tells bookstores the book is interesting and that they should order it. It puts us on bestsellers lists, which helps to get into more audiences, and it can really make a book launch. So if you have a sense that you're going to order the book anyway, and you are able to pre-order it, it would mean the absolute world to me, especially if you can do it through your local bookstore. Okay, so life updates and changes. We're focusing on some family stuff right now, and that has us traveling down to Atlanta this week. Additionally, I'm still deep in the summer of pleasure, and it feels very good. I've kind of naturally started my morning routine back up, but I'm not doing it from a place of checking things off of a to-do list, but I'm just kind of listening to what feels nice, and I think I needed a lack of structure for a while, and now I'm kind of waking up, interested in doing a bit more, interested in having a little bit more of a routine, so I'm kind of falling naturally into that. And I want to talk to you about what I'm reading, what I'm watching, and a small joy from this week. So what I'm reading right now, The Summer of Beach Reads continues, friends. I just finished reading Every Summer After this morning. I did give it a 3 out of 5 stars. Honestly, it just wasn't really for me. It was perfectly fine, but read a bit slow for my taste, especially when it comes to this kind of book. I also felt like it was a ripoff of some other books I've read. It felt weirdly close in storyline, plot, and even names used, so that felt odd. And I looked up reviews, and other people are saying the same thing. I actually had someone at breakfast the other day ask me how I was liking it, and I felt so bad because I just didn't really love it. I hate saying that because I really don't like not liking things, but it just wasn't for me. I wonder if I read it before I read the other books that it sounds like, if I'd feel differently, but there's just no way to know at this point. I start Book Lovers today, though, by Emily Henry, and I am so excited. I've loved both of the other books that I've read of hers this summer, so I am confident that this is going to be a good one, too. All right, what I'm watching, honestly, we didn't really watch any TV this week, but I did watch the movie Luck with my kid on Sunday morning, and it was precious. If you have little ones, it was a really fun watch about the land of luck and the land of bad luck and just how it all plays together. Very fun. And my small joy from this week is playing tennis with Obi and my kiddo. Just having us all out there doing something that I love so much felt really nice. And our kiddo said that we always smell like soap this morning, and it felt so nice to think about how he experiences us. I always loved the way my mom smelled, and it's sweet to think about our smells being comforting to him and like having a scent that he associates with us. So that's what's up for me this week. Here's what's up for you in terms of content and what's happening on the podcast. Tomorrow on the podcast, we're discussing the balance of pleasure and production for type 4. Thursday, we will do the same for type 5. Wednesday is our weekly Q&A, and I'm doing an Instagram Q&A, so like a big poll of questions from the Instagram audience. And Friday, we have an interview with Coach Megan Dowd about her journey with the Enneagram and ADHD as an entrepreneur. Also, a friendly reminder that if you enjoy these behind-the-scenes episodes and aren't subscribed to the YouTube channel, you may be interested in that. I publish a vlog every single Wednesday, and I'll link the channel for you in the show notes. Last Wednesday, I shared a day in my life while recording the audiobook. As always, it's an absolute joy to stay in touch with you this way, and I will see you tomorrow for the next episode.